634 Yankee Mike Mobile monitoring.
JQX, go ahead. I didn't get your call sign.
JQX, Kilo Yankee 4 Yankee Mike.
Yes, sir. Good evening to you.
As well, Scott on this end. What are you doing tonight?
Sitting at my desk trying to stay warm, brother. How about you?
Parking lot waiting to pick up dinner.
They're done that tonight.
Yeah, and said, hey, let's go out to dinner. So hop in the car and here we are. And hopefully it will be worth the investment in time.
Need to get takeout at.
Pizzeria up on North Pleasantburg.
Tried that before. Hey, bring your call sign back to me a little bit slower. I didn't copy it down. I can't copy as fast as I used to.
3-4, a Yankee Mike.
My hearing's good. I just, my memory's terrible. I've had one round of chemo too many, I think.
These people like the digital mode so much, all the stuff's already written down for them. They don't have to remember anything.
I'm still learning too. I try to listen and play it back in slow motion, but I'm still a new ham, and I just ain't quite got the hang of it yet, you know?
These guys have got this stuff so down pat that they can remember every call sign in an 8-person round table.
You get that way. I hadn't got there yet, I promise you. I have trouble remembering what I ate for breakfast this morning.
Well, I had grits.
They only had one item now.
Cheese in it, too.
I had an egg and cheese omelet, so that ain't too hard for me to remember. But my memory's somewhat pickled.
About 80%, I figure. I'm terrible with names, but I can remember phone numbers from where I lived 40 years ago.
Chemo for the last 11 years, and I promise you, when people tell you they got chemo brain, believe them, brother. That is a real condition.
A lot of things differently to a lot of people, and it's all not good except for killing the cancer part.
Is that real good all the time?
Getting better through all the crap you got to deal with.
All I can do is just hope to keep it in remission, and I give going through the motions, man.
Don't let them beat you.
I ain't planning on it. I done made it this far. I figure I'll go the rest of the way with it. You ready for this, liquid precipitation that's supposed to be coming our way?
Finally finished fixing my furnace today, and I am eternally grateful for that. We've been without heat for 2 days, and they came through and got it, and that's why we're celebrating going out to eat.
Be celebrating, too. This ain't no time of year not to have heat in the temperature getting like this. I mean, That's no fun at all not to have heat.
Apparently it was still under warranty and didn't cost me anything but time.
It's a blessing by itself right there.
And put it this way, we used the fireplace more in the last 2 days than we have all year.
I'm building me a big den on the back of my house, and I'm going to put in a set of natural gas logs just for an event like that. I hope to get that finished up here in the near future.
One of those big old inefficient fireplaces, but it's got a lot of mass, and once we get it warmed up, it radiates through the whole core of the house and does a pretty good job of keeping the chill away. And I still got plenty of wood cut and stacked, so we're good there.
God, when I was growing up, I'll be 57 my next birthday in March. And when I was growing up, my dad cut timber for a lot. And I've run a chainsaw enough in my life. If I never crank another one up, it'll be too soon.
Funny you should say that. I'm getting one for Christmas.
I live out in the country. I've got 9 acres, and I keep one handy just in case. I've got several real big trees around my house just in case one goes down, and I've still got one real big commercial logging saw that I keep. And after you run, you know, commercial logging saws a big part of your life, these little homeowner chainsaws, I just can't get into running one of them. They aggravate me too bad, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha. KX4YM. I understand. I got the wife did be proud this year, though. She's getting me a nice brand new still.
I've got Husqvarnas.
The same Husky 55 that I bought when we were living in Florida 15 years ago, and it's still running strong, but it was time.
Yes, sir. I've got I got one of those commercial grade Husqvarnas, and I've had several guys that know that I got it come to my house and say, "Hey, Jeff, sell us that saw, man. You got cancer, you ain't gonna need that thing no more." And I'm like, "No, sir. You're not getting my saw."
Hey, I understand. There's certain tools you just don't get rid of. I know exactly what you mean.
I had a tree to go down in a microburst about a year ago, and I got it out, and it's still just a pleasure to run it when crank that thing up, man, and, you know, lay into it, and that thing revs up. I mean, it makes a sound like no other saw does, you know. I mean, it turns some RPMs.
Big, deep-throated purr.
A Harley-Davidson motorcycle or a big old John Deere tractor. They just don't let them make that kind of sound, you know.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, let me slip out to the side. I think I see our pizza order getting ready to come out to the door. And I'll wish you 73, sir. And be waiting on your final kicks, 4YM.
Okay, I believe you said your name was Scott. Scott, I enjoyed it. Have yourself a big old Merry Christmas to you and your family. And, enjoy your pizza. Enjoyed chatting with you. Kilo Oscar 4 Juliet Quebec X-ray, 73 to you, sir.
4 POT, KK4 NXE. KK4 POT. A little adjustment on my radio, wanted to see how that was coming across. We're completely back to normal. Felt strong on when I first key up. And no tone coming before it either, so, yep, you're completely back to normal. All right, exit clear. POT clear. First 10,